Hey there, this is the Penny on Your Thoughts podcast, and I am your host, Penny Chason. I'm a board-certified hypnotist, intuitive, and experiencer. This podcast is about tapping into your subconscious to create a more aligned and abundant life. By leveraging our subconscious, we can master our thoughts, frequency, and vibration. Fusing the conscious, subconscious, and our consciousness is the science of expansion and soul satisfaction. Each week, I'll share in-depth interviews or solo episodes. This podcast was created to share how you have the power to create infinite potential within you. It's my intention that you find this podcast empowering, inspiring, and full of possibility. Now grab your favorite beverage and let's go. Hey, welcome to this special episode of Penny on Your Thoughts. This week, we're sharing with you an encore episode. The episode you're going to listen to today has been one of my most popular episodes, and it has been one that has resulted in people leaving me comments about how something within this particular episode was a life-changing or insightful moment for them. I hope you enjoy it, so let's dive right in. I want to talk to you today about something that I work with clients on all the time. When most people reach out to me, they're reaching out because they're feeling blocked around money. Something has happened in the past that they feel is creating issues around their ability to attract or manifest the right job, the right money, the right relationship. Sometimes it's around this fear of putting themselves out there, whatever that might look like, or even feelings of constantly experiencing this inner critic that says you're not good enough, you don't deserve it. Why would anybody want to listen to you? Why would anybody want to purchase what you have to offer, or to coach with you, whatever the case may be. Now, as a part of the process, when someone chooses to work with me, I have them fill out what's called a benefits form, list the benefits of the change that you are looking for. And that benefits form gives me a lot of information before I ever do a single session with a client. It tells me a lot about where it is that we're starting. It tells me a lot about self-talk, how the client sees themselves in the process. But I want to go into something a little bit deeper. My business coach and I were chatting the other day. Her name's Tara Newman, by the way. Give her a little shout out here because she is absolutely phenomenal at what she does, and she may not be a hypnotist, but she can certainly see through all of the crap, as she likes to call it, and basically call it like she sees it. But she and I were talking, and she basically summed up what I see in 99% of my clients in one sentence, and that is, the symptoms may vary, but the cause is the same. And for most people, yes, that's true. So what a lot of people will list in their benefits is that they want to trust themselves. That is probably almost every single client that by the time we go through the benefits form and I really get to the heart of what it is they're attempting to express to me. Self-trust is absolutely the most common. Now, a lot of people will just come right out and say, well, I just don't trust myself. I can't trust myself to make a decision about money. I can't trust myself to make a decision about a relationship. I've done this and I've done that and it hasn't worked out. And I want to be able to trust myself. What it is that they're really saying when they tell me that they want to trust themselves, What you're really saying, if you ever hear yourself saying to yourself, I really just wish I could trust myself, is that your decisions, your knowledge, your viewpoint, your perspective, what you're really saying is that somewhere deep down, those perspectives, beliefs, choices aren't good enough. They aren't smart enough. Or there's a fear of judgment underneath. So when you hear yourself thinking, yes, I said hear yourself thinking, I can hear my voice in my head. So I just assume everyone else can hear their little voice inside their head too. But when you become aware of that voice and you're starting to think, I just wish I could trust myself, ask yourself, what is it about this situation that causes me to believe that I can't trust myself? And you may have something come up like, oh, well, you made this investment in this coach, or you made this investment in this course, or you made this real estate investment or that financial investment, and guess what? It didn't pan out. Well, sometimes we do make decisions and we do not get the desired outcome. However, that doesn't mean that we can't trust ourselves. It's just that nothing is 100% guaranteed in life. It's 100% possible, but it's not 100% guaranteed. So if you find yourself in this place where it's like, well, I did X and I got this outcome that I did not want. It was painful. It was ugly. I didn't like it. Look at the story that you're telling yourself and allow yourself to acknowledge all the times that you have made a choice and it was correct. Allow yourself to look at all the decisions that you have made that have been good for you and celebrate those. Instead of focusing on the one thing that did not go well, when that begins to pop up, say, however, I have evidence that I can make a good decision. I can enter a relationship that's good for me. I can choose a coach to work with that is a good fit. That is one thing about life. There are no guarantees except change. Change is something that happens all the time, but that's also a very powerful thing because change means that we can also change our minds. We can choose something different. We can choose to think differently. We can choose to act differently. We can choose to change our interpretations, our perceptions, how we talk to ourselves. So if you're in this place where you're feeling, thinking, believing that you cannot trust yourself, again, ask yourself, what causes me to feel, to think, or to believe I cannot trust myself? And if it's an example that pops into your mind, say, well, how do I know that? This is one thing. How do I know that this means I can't trust myself? Because what will happen is that many times you will find there are one or two isolated incidences where we were attached to the outcome, meaning that we were invested in what was going to happen as a result of our choice. And then when things did not go as we had hoped that they would or became attached to, then we begin to negatively self-talk. We begin to beat up on ourselves. If you listen to my episode about the four agreements, being impeccable with our word, impeccable meaning without sin against yourself, means that we don't judge ourselves. So we have to find a way to let go of that judgment. And the easiest way to let go of that judgment is to make a list of all the things that you have chosen, where you chose correctly, where you chose well, where you had a positive outcome, and to celebrate those choices and use those to rewrite the story, then you can't trust yourself. Now, if you find yourself saying, hey, now, wait a minute, you know, this was a really big deal, and I couldn't trust myself to make the right decision when it counted. Well, I would ask you, how did that much importance get placed upon that decision? What are the stories that you're telling yourself that put so much importance on that decision that it's enough that you can judge yourself and put yourself into this box that creates the perception within your mind that you can't trust yourself, that you can't change, that it's somehow wrong for you to celebrate the small wins because small, consistent actions can lead to greater creation of what you desire in your life than one action. So I encourage you today to have some grace with yourself, to allow yourself to acknowledge all the times that you have been able to trust yourself and trust your decisions, whether it was money, relationships, entering into a business relationship with a coach, or whatever the case may be. Allow yourself to acknowledge those, to celebrate those, and to absolutely 100% use that as proof, because there is no such thing as what we as humans conceive of as perfection. And if perfection is the gold standard that you're holding yourself against, then you will continue to judge yourself. So you have the opportunity to choose. And the truth is, you are exactly enough, exactly as you are. You have the power to change your stories, and you have the power to acknowledge all the things that you have done right in your life. And simply because you've experienced an outcome that maybe was not aligned with what you desired, you can still trust yourself because you're smart enough, you're good enough, you're capable enough. I really appreciated having you join me today for this episode of Penny on Your Thoughts. I would really appreciate it if you would take a moment and head over to your favorite podcast platform and leave a positive review about the podcast. It helps me to reach more people to help them to enlighten, elevate, and expand their lives. Be sure to subscribe to the show if you haven't already, and I look forward to seeing you back here again next week.